Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining us today. My website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And each week I start off by letting people know Torah is the first five books of the Bible, meaning the foundation of all Scripture. It's some people mistaken Torah to mean will, the will of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. But it's His instructions and His guidelines for our life. Me being a father, I know I want to take care of my children and I want them to have the safest life possible. And if they're getting themselves into danger or doing something that is dangerous, I need to let them know. I need to make them aware of that they're getting themselves in a dangerous situation. Vice versa, if they're doing something that can be a great blessing, I need to let them know as well. Well, we have a great gift from our Heavenly Father, who's given us His Word in the Bible and the Scriptures. And the first five books of that is known as the Torah. Now, one of the situations or issues we have is most people are taught, or most Christians are taught, that the Torah is done away with, or the Old Testament is done away with. As a matter of fact, I often teach people about health and the roots of disease, and many times it is related to diet, especially when we live according to a diet against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, which so many people are out there are doing, and Christians lead the top of that list. However, there's other factors when it comes to disease other than just the food we're putting in our body. And one big factor is disobedience to our Creator. And I often ask people what they're doing physically with their diet and their exercise, but often when I'm working with a Christian and I ask them, well, are you keeping the commandments of our Creator? And they say yes. I say, well, what about the fourth commandment that says the Sabbath? They say, well, we do it a different way. So you're doing it a different way than what the Bible says. And I say, what about clean meats? You know, are you eating, do you eat pork? I just spoke to somebody recently who told me they had a heart attack. And I said, well, they said they're a Christian and they don't understand why this is happening. And I went through their diet and everything else. They said, do you eat pork? They said they don't see anything wrong with eating pork. So the word of our Creator says something different, and there might be a connection through your heart attack, which is directly related from a physical standpoint in heart attacks, but from a scriptural standpoint of disobeying our Creator and His words can definitely be the result of that. And there are many other causes and issues that can be related to disease, but the bottom line is the word of our Creator has given us His instruction, His guideline, and His will for us. And as believers, our greatest concern or our greatest desire should be to worry not here about our life here, but about the afterlife, about where we go, about our salvation. And many Christians mistakenly believe that all they have to do is utter a few words out of their lips and they're saved. And that's the end, and everything's going to be wonderful, and everything's going to be beautiful. But that's not what the Scriptures say. When you accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus as your Messiah, that is not the end of the path, that is the beginning. And obedience has to follow. The first thing you need to do is repent. You need to repent for all of the things you've been doing that go against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and then you accept Yeshua. That is the model. It is not accept Him and repent. No, it's repent and accept Him. Because when you're repenting, you're cleaning your heart, and you're asking for a new heart, and then you're asking for Him to come into your life. You see, that's what it comes down to, folks. And I will submit to you that most Christians, or many Christians, because by all means, there's not all. I know some biblically grounded believers in the Word. But for the most part, most Christians that I know, or many believers that I know, they're not biblically founded in the Word. They don't have a biblical foundation. As a matter of fact, you know, I would submit that many of them sin just as much after accepting Yeshua than before. But now you have to add an extra thing to it called hypocrite. And Yeshua was against hypocrisy of the sages and the Pharisees and all those that said they believed one thing but they were doing another. And that's exactly as Christians what we do when we say we believe in Yeshua, we accept Yeshua, we want Yeshua, but we continue to live the life away from Him and what He taught against. You see, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to the fruit we produce. And many examples clear in Scripture about a fruitless tree will not produce fruit. And it's very obvious. And the trees that are producing fruit are the ones that have the fruit. And what we consider fruit here on earth is not the fruit that our Creator talks about. The building up the treasures in heaven, not here. So fruit is not having a lot of money, or having a yacht, or having a big boat, or a big house. That's not the fruit the Scripture's talking about. It's having a solid foundation with our Creator. That's what it is. And if you have that fruit, you are going to assure yourself a place in the afterlife that He talks about in Scripture. But that fruit must be there. And the fruit is known by your works, folks. We're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. It's the only way we can have salvation. There's no other way. There's no other one, no other person, no other God. There's only one way, and that's through the blood of Yeshua, who died for us to wash away our sins of the past, to give us a new chance to say, he didn't just leave us out there. He didn't say, if my blood's going to wash your sins away, now go out there and figure it out. No, he said, my blood's going to wash away your sins. I'll go out there, and here's my word to go with you, and here's my spirit to be with you. That's what he said. And when we ignore his spirit and ignore his words, we end up the same person, if not even worse, than we were before we went into that prison and on death row. So we need to get this right. We need to understand this. And there are many people out there that falsely believe that they have it right. And it talks about all the scriptures. I mean, in 1 Timothy, it talks about the false religions or the teachers of the false doctrine. It's all over scripture, the wolf in sheep's clothing, deceiving people, saying one thing or making people believe one thing but not believing that. And as a Christian, it's your responsibility to back up everything you hear, whether it's from a preacher on stage or from a spirit that you think speaking to you. You need to back it up in the Word to make sure the Word confirms what that person, that preacher, or that spirit said to you. And if it does back it up, wonderful. But if it doesn't, then you have an issue. And now you have to decide who to listen to. The Word of our Creator is real, folks. And it doesn't change. It's real and what it is. And people say, I don't need to read the Bible. His spirit speaks to me. Well, if his spirit speaks to you and you read the scriptures and it's opposite of what that spirit is speaking to you, guess what? That's not the spirit you want speaking to. And that's certainly not the spirit you want to be listening to. But there are many situations where there are people are. And there's good examples in scripture about this. So today I want to look at in Matthew. We'll go to Matthew 7:21. And in Matthew 7:21, it says something very interesting that if I was a standard American Christian, I would be scared when I hear this. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you, our Creator is a righteous judge. And you can be set free when it's an unrighteous judge who will set the wicked free with no problem, with nobody to take the place. But it says in the scriptures, a righteous judge cannot set the unrighteous free without having somebody to pay for the price. And Yeshua stepped in and paid that price for us, folks. Hallelujah. But trust me, it's clear in scripture about the consequences and the fruit and the judgment. And we're going to look at 7:21. It says, it will not be that just everyone who says to me, Master, Master, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the ones who do the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Do you hear that, folks? It's not just lip service. It's an action that needs to be taken place. I have no right to judge anyone's salvation. I am called to be a judge on the issues of morality. According to scripture, a spiritual person judges all things to lift people up and not tear them down. However, when it comes to somebody's salvation, that is not a human's job. That's only up to our Creator on Judgment Day. But he gives us his word, folks, and it says right here again, I'm going to read in 7:21. It will not be that just everyone who says to me, Master, Master, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the ones who do the will of my Father in heaven. So the one, now if I was, so I'm a Christian, so I'm reading the Bible, so I would think about that, I would say, well, the ones who do the will of my Father will be in heaven. So the ones who do the will of my Father, the ones who do the will of my Father. Now, I'd be very concerned. Well, what is the will? What is his will? And the average Christian preacher will say, well, the law is done away with. Well, I submit to you that that law that they say is done with is the will. See, there were two laws in scriptures. There was the laws of the Pharisee, the man-made laws and traditions that were made up, that added to the Torah, that added to the instructions. But then there was the law of our wonderful Creator, known as the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. And that gets mixed up all the time. The scripture says in Deuteronomy, it says, here is my commandments, do not add or take away, but keep them. And that's like saying, here's my will for you. Do not add to it, do not take away from it, but follow my will. And here it's confirmed by Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, says it right here itself. It says, it will not be that just everyone who says to me, Master, Master, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the ones who will do the will of my Father in heaven. So I want you to look at that scripture, Matthew 7:21, and underline the word do, D-O. But the ones who do the will of my Father. So So now we got to say, well, what is his will? And I'm here telling you, you could look it up, you could study it, research it, look at the other videos on my website. The will of our Creator is found in the first five books of the Bible, known as the Torah, starting in Genesis. That's it. That is the will of our Creator. The ones that do that will are the ones, it says right there. So 722 says, many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, did we not prophesy in your name? And your name cast out demons, and your name do many works of power. We'll hear people saying, do we not do certain things? And then he goes on to say, and then I will declare to them from the everlasting, I never knew you. Depart from me, those workers of lawlessness, those workers of iniquity, those who are not doing the will of my Father, those who are not trying to do these things, those who are cutting it short and just doing some, those that are adding, those that are taking away. He says, I will declare to them in Matthew 7:23, I never knew you. Depart from me. And who's he telling to depart from him? Those that prophesy using his name, those that cast out demons using his name, and those that many works of power using his name. It's not lip service, folks. It's an action. And it's not about doing things that he doesn't call you to do. It's about doing things he calls you to do and is found in his word. Matthew 7:24 says, then everyone who hears these words from me and does them, I will compare him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. So everyone who hears these words, and these words are the will. So everyone who hears the words, the will of my Father, everyone who hears them, but then he goes, and does them. So we already saw where it says earlier when we underlined that word do and do them. And here again, Matthew 7:24, everyone who hears these words and does them will be compared to him, to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the winds blew and fell against the house. But it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. You see, if we want to build our relationship with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, we have to have a strong foundation of the rock under that. Yeshua is that beautiful house on top of that. The foundation is the scripture to lead towards that foundation that goes along with him. And that is what we need to do to have a solid relationship with him. We cannot not understand the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that Yeshua himself taught the people, and expect to live a life against that and have a great relationship with him. That can't be done. But that's what's attempting to be done all over and everywhere. And then it goes on to say in Matthew 7:26, and this should scare you if you truly believe in a wonderful Creator. It says, and everyone who hears these words of mine. So everyone who hears these words, the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of my Father, the first five books of the Bible, and does not do them, he shall be compared to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Look, folks, I'm not a contractor. I don't build houses. But I know one thing. If I'm going to build a house, I'm going to start from a solid foundation and not try to build a house on sand. That's a weak foundation. And everyone that does not hear and do the word of our Creator, does not attempt to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, that's what you are doing. You are building a weak foundation in your relationship with Yeshua. And you need to make sure that is solid. Matthew 27 says, in 7:27, and the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the winds blew, and beat against the house, and it fell. And great was the collapse of it. And that right there is the walk of an unrighteous person. That right there is the walk of a hypocritical person who says with their lips that they believe, who calls on him Master, Master, who even claims to have done works in his name. But they have no foundation of Torah, no foundation of the scriptures. And when it gets rough, when a storm comes, it falls down. That's what happens. And that's what we need to avoid. And it's very simple what we got to do. We just got to go back to the scriptures and not just read it, but we have to do it. We have to understand it. We have to get it right, folks. And it goes on to say, Matthew 7:28. And it happened, when Yeshua finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his doctrine, for he was teaching them as having authority, and not as the scribes. So this information that I just read to you was being taught by Yeshua himself. I'm going to look at the scriptures, and I'm going to look at all the different teachers of scripture, all the prophets, and everyone else in there. And who am I going to listen to at the top of the list? Yeshua himself. He's the one that came. He's the one we're all attempting to follow the ways of the scripture. He is the one we need to be focusing on. And he said this, what I'm talking about now. He's the one that says to do the will of his Father. And I could tell you, the will of Yahweh is not to break Torah. It's not to live against the guidelines and instructions on a regular basis and use that as an excuse to say, well, it's okay to do this. No, it's not okay. And this talks about in the scriptures over and again, the blessings for keeping his word and the curses for disobeying his guidelines and instructions. The great thing is we have a choice, but maybe that's not so great because it says in the scriptures, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. And what do the people answer? Not a word. Not a word. Listen, folks, there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or you're against him. And if you think you're for him but you're not doing anything, there's no neutrality with him, then you're against him. We need to be right with this word. And his word says, whoever does, do. You know, that's an action word, and it takes action to make that happen. So the first thing we need to do, whoever you are, wherever you're listening, whether you call yourself a believer or not, a Christian or not, or whatever you think, first thing you need to do is you need to repent. You need to repent for the things you've done in the past, and even for the things that are going to happen in the future, that the areas you missed the mark. You know, our Creator is not looking to destroy sinners. Our Creator wants our repentance, and we can only repent if we're living in sin. And all of us are living in sin. But how do we feel about our sin? Do we just joyfully just go on our day like we didn't do anything wrong? Or are we truly remorseful for it? And do we truly have a repentant heart and want to change? And the first thing that needs to happen is you need to repent. And if you're a Christian, the average Christian watching this, and you've been living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, if you even haven't even read the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, many people think, well, that's just a Jewish book. No, it's not a Jewish book. That's a Bible book. And it's the first five books of the Bible starting in Genesis. So if you haven't read that, and you don't know what His will is, you need to read that. And then once you read that, it says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to him it is sin. Well, you got five books right there at the beginning of the Bible saying what good is and what bad is. So now you have this responsibility to say, so now you know it. You can no longer use excuse. I did not know that. So now you know that. And what choice are you going to make? Are you going to do his will? He will never ask you to do something that is not you're not capable of doing. He's not playing games with us, folks. We have the capability of doing it all. It says in the scriptures, there's a wide path and there's a narrow path. And most people will choose that wide path. Only few will choose that narrow path. Well, that narrow path leads to a narrow gate. That narrow path is Torah, is obedience. It's the instructions and guidelines of our Creator in action. It's us doing them. That's what that narrow path is. And that narrow gate that it leads to, that is Yeshua, the Messiah. And there's a reason why there are so many people out there today that are living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, completely making an abolishment out of them. But, you know, it says in Scripture, only those on a narrow path will get in. Only few. Only a few. And it says here in Scripture, it said it. Get away from me. I did not know you. You can't recognize somebody who's living a different life, who's doing it against the guidelines and instructions. You can only recognize the sheep that hear the voice, that follow it. And Yeshua is telling us what to do, and he wants to gather his lost sheep, giving them the instructions. He's not going to leave us wandering around. What should we do? How do we get this? How do we get it right? What do we need to know? He's given us his word on how to do it. Praise our wonderful Creator. You know what it means? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise the wonderful for Creator for not forgetting about us. Not only giving his son so we could die and be set free, but also not letting us go out there stranded. Giving us a book, the book of life. The book on how to live it. The book on how to receive it. And the book how to store it for eternity. That's what we need to be focusing on. And that's what we need to be reading as what we call ourselves Christians or followers of the way or Bible believers. How could you call somebody a Bible believer if you're not following the Bible? That's a very confusing message, folks. And that's the message I'm afraid many of the Muslims and other cultures around the world would say about the massively watering down of Christianity today. these people say they're most Muslims know the Bible better than Christians. Well, not most Muslims, at least a good amount of them. And they're out there saying these people claim to be believers and followers of this book, but they're not even following it. That's why we're weak. They think we're weak. Watered down. And I tell you what, you cannot and should not water down the words of a wonderful creator. The most important person ever to speak in the history of man is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And he's told us what to do. And he's pointed us right back to the word, right back into the scriptures of how we should live and what we should do. He told us to follow the Torah in his actions and his words. And for us not to understand that that's the most important thing we could ever listen to is not seeking out a relationship with him, folks. And that's what we need. You don't hang out with the most important person in the world and not listen to them. You don't hang out with the most important person in the world and not ask them questions. You don't hang out with the most important person of the world who happens to be an author, who happens to give you his book, and not read his book. It bewilders me how so many Christians do not read their Bible. So you have the greatest person in the world ever walking on the face of the earth, Yeshua himself, our Messiah, and he's giving you a book. Read this. I mean, I know most people that go in the local bookstore, and if somebody gives them a free book, they'll read it just because it was free, even if they don't agree with the topic. And then people are spending a lot of money on books on traveling and makeup and cosmetics and all these things. We got a book of life here, folks. The book of life. The roadmap of life. You want a book on traveling? Well, the best destination awaits you. And it tells you how to get there, the most direct path to get there, and what to do with that. It's there, folks, so we need to use it. Use that book. Don't let it collect dust. And this book is so important. And some of you say, well, I don't think it's real or I don't think it's true. I say, well, what other book in the history of man are people willing to die for? What other book in the history of man have people died for? And that's exactly what happened. People are dying. Dying. They've died to get us the word. They've died to have the words. Just because we got it all nice and easy here in America, there are people all over the world that are dying just so they could have these words. Just so they could read them on a daily basis. And we have the idea not even to open up our books for weeks or months. And then we wonder why things are happening the way they're happening. We have a wonderful, great opportunity to understand and then fill his word, his desires for us. Hallelujah again. Wonderful opportunity. But what are we going to do? Are we going to step up and do it? Or are we just going to go back to our Sunday keeping church? Go there and listen to the pastor, whatever the pastor says to do. And even if scripture contradicts it, even if the spirits that are teaching you contradict it, you're not going to think about all that. You're just going to say, well, this is what the word says. Well, this is what the man says, and I'm going to listen to man. I'm not going to listen to the words of our creator. I'm going to listen to man. I'm not going to listen to our creator directly. And that's what's happening out there. And it's a sad thing because the standard of the church has dropped tremendously today. And if you're a Christian, you go to church, I mean, I'm sure you understand, and I pray that you see that the standards of morality, the standards on every single area, every single topic, had dropped completely. I mean, when you have gay people, not only as part of the body of church, but teaching the church, where are the standards? Where is the scripture? You might as well have a new book, because they're certainly not following this one. But that's what's happening out there, folks. We need to change that. We need to do something. It could start with you. It could start with you by realizing you don't want to be one of those people that says, Master, didn't I do all these things in your name? And he says, get away from me. I do not know you. No, you don't want to be that person. You don't want to even know people like that. Get away from me. I did not know you. No, you want to say, well job. Good done, son. Good, well job done, son. That's what you want to hear. Those that do, those that keep. It says in the scripture, you know, those that hear my words and keep my commandments shall have a long, peaceful life. We have to understand, if you took a clock and you looked at how long we were here on earth compared to eternity, you know, it's not even 5 seconds maybe compared to how long of eternity is there. If we want a good, secure place there, it says, go and do the works of the will of my Father. His will. His will. And that's what this book is about. What's his will for me? Well, here's a book that shows you and tells you all about his will. All about his will. Are you ready to study it and read it and really get it and want a desire to live according to his will? Because if you think that The average feel-good megachurch is teaching his will. You know, think again, because the only thing they're feeling good about is their flesh and the fleshly things that they're obtaining. But when you start fulfilling his will and working on that relationship with him, and you start praying with him, it's a whole different type of joy. It's a whole different type of joy. You know, we need to stop fearing man, and we need to fear our Creator. We need to look at his word. We need to have faith and trust that it's true. We need to keep studying it and ask him to reveal to us his truth, his plan for us and our lives. And that's the way we're going to get it. So go home and read Matthew 7:21 again and understand that it says, you know, it will be just as the one that everyone who says to me. So it's not excluding anyone. Everyone that says, Master, Master, you know, Master, will we enter into the kingdom of heaven? But he says, but it is the ones that do the will of my Father. So, you know, if somebody comes up, how do you get saved? Or how are you saved? Well, we need to repent. We need to accept Yeshua. And we need to do his will. There's three things there. Okay? We can't not repent and expect anyone to believe that we have a repentant heart if we're not repenting. We need to accept Yeshua because he is the only path, the only way, and the only door. We have to do our Creator's will if we want to be taken seriously. And you need to reflect. Do you do his will? Do you even know what his will is? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Do you match it up to Scripture? And then what happens when you're missing the mark? Do you feel you need to repent from that? Or do you feel like you're just going to want to go, continue doing what you've been doing, and not even think about that? There's a scripture that says, as a face reflects in water, so the heart reflects the man. So if you're, you know, if your heart is evil and deceptive and sinful and not looking for repentiveness, your actions are going to show, and there's going to be no fruit there. The fruit is in the righteous believers. It says in the Bible, there's a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death. We're not looking for our way, folks. His way says, I offer them a future and a hope, a good thing to come. Hallelujah. So we have this great opportunity and time to do this. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. You're more than welcome to go to the website and put your comments below the videos. There are many videos there talking about these topics. And you can also call in at the number at the end of this program, wherever you're hearing this. And I just want to keep everyone in prayer and pray if you consider yourself a Christian or a believer that you're following the words of our Father and doing his will. Hallelujah and thank you.